When did it happen?
A week ago.
And the family? Have they been notified? I mean, did she have any next of kin?
No, unfortunately. No other family members survived her, which is why I'm here.
Hi, darling.
Good afternoon. My name is Alan McCarthy, solicitor at Edmund & French. It's a pleasure. I apologize for showing up here unannounced, but you're a hard woman to get in contact with. I've tried reaching you over the phone and email, but it seems like the lines are down in this neck of the woods. And the matter I'm dealing with is rather time-sensitive. I'm afraid I'm the bearer of bad news. You see, I'm representing Miss Beaufort, who, as you know, was the previous owner of this house. She named me executor of her will, and as such, I'm here in an attempt to fulfill her last request. Yes. Mrs. Beaufort has sadly passed away. Well, according to the staff at the nursing home, she went quietly in her sleep. She was found in bed with a smile on her lips.
Well, that's a relief. She was a special lady.
Well, indeed. If there was anyone deserving of a peaceful end, it was her. Hey, what was that?
That's just a draft. There's a broken window out back in the living room.
Ah, well, that explains it. Forgive me, I'm terribly superstitious, and these old houses always give me the heebie-jeebies. For a second there, it sounded as if it was haunted.
Imagine that.
I'm sorry, where was I? All right. Just for formality's sake, are you in fact the current owner of the house on Ficklesfield Lane, 24C? Yes, well, in that case, I will hereby read you a paragraph from the will of the deceased. Dear friend, who it may concern, I know that you don't know me. To you, I'm probably a complete and utter stranger, but for 53 years, I've lived in this house that you now call home. And like me, I hope that you've managed to make it your own. They're strange things, houses. I find myself pondering on it often. On paper, they're supposed to be replaceable, four wooden walls, and a roof over our heads that we can design and remodel to our heart's content. Is the color wrong? We'll repaint it. Is the chimney too small? Tear it down and build a new one. What no one tells you about a house is that it lives and breathes alongside you. It becomes a nest, a safe haven where our hopes can grow. Our memories can be set to rest. We dent and scratch it sometimes, scrub it clean every so often, decorate it for the holidays, and mark our children's height on the side of the door frames. We infuse it with our love and hate and pain and everything in between. What have you done in your time there, I wonder? Does the swing in the oak tree still hang steady? Does the porch step still creak underfoot? Have you remade the old kitchen or changed the bathroom tiles? Perhaps you've even wound up and cleaned out the attic. As you can probably tell by now and by the presence of Mr. McCarthy, the house that I once called my own, and that you, dear friend, now call yours, is very precious to me. It and everything within its walls. My only wish, if you will be so gracious, for I know it's much to ask, is to be allowed to be set to rest in the vicinity of my former home. If your answer is no, then do not worry. There are other arrangements set in place as a precaution, for my lawyer is very thorough in such matters. However, if by some miracle you agree to my request, Mr. McCarthy will present you with my ashes and let it to be read before my burial. If digging graves is something that makes you uneasy, I suggest you ask my former neighbor, Huxley, who lives by the end of the road.